At one point, the Schultz Center had state funding and a big multi-million-dollar contract with Duval County Schools to help teachers improve their craft. Then, President Deborah Giannola says,
the recession happened. That line item was never restored.
And Duval Schools decided to provide their own staff development. So the Schultz Center had to change. The nonprofit is expanding beyond Northeast Florida to offer training statewide, and they're building an incubator for education entrepreneurs. The Schultz Center is helping teachers adjust to big changes in Florida education. Common Core, or a variation of it like Florida is using, is a roadmap of what students should know at the end of each grade. But the standards have also changed the way teachers plan and present their lessons. Common Core asks students to collaborate, to figure out the lesson's goal on their own. Giannola says teachers also need to work together to understand what the standards mean and what's expected, but that can be hard.
Teachers are natural collaborators, and I, as a former journalist years ago, did documentaries in schools, and I was told once by a principal something that really stuck out in my mind. She said, you know, teachers are islands. They're alone in their classrooms. And yet, if we look at what's happening in the countries in the world that are surpassing us in student achievement, in many cases, their students spend less time in actual instruction than ours do, but their teachers spend so much more time working collaboratively together to determine how we can reach individual kids. That's something that I think we have to help teachers figure out how to do.
One way to do that is getting rid of the traditional model of professional development. When Florida districts were preparing for the switch to Common Core, they often had teachers spend hours in traditional lectures learning what was new.
We're going to have students explore different patterns.
Often those lectures gave teachers just a few moments here and there to discuss with colleagues what they were learning. Giannola says the Schultz Center is trying to train and connect teachers through in-person conferences and online lessons.
Time is the greatest factor, right? There's never enough of it. And American teachers in particular do not have the collegial time and the professional learning time that teachers throughout the world experience, and particularly teachers in countries where students are frankly outperforming American students. So being respectful of teachers' time and being able to help them adapt professional development in a customized way is something that the Schultz Center, as a tiny little nimble nonprofit, can do. We have a great example of work we've done just this past month in June. We were selected for a statewide initiative on integrating technology into classroom and school practices.
When the upcoming school year starts, state law will require schools to spend more money on digital lessons. The Schultz Center training uses some of those new methods that Florida teachers are experimenting with in classrooms.
And we used face-to-face, we used blended models, we used online, synchronous, asynchronous. We were in more than 12 counties and affected more than 600 educators.
That means lessons were both in-person and recorded interactive videos. Sometimes teachers were taking classes at the same time, and sometimes they were working at their own pace. Giannola says teachers will learn from Schultz Center training, but also from their methods.
What you want in adult learning is exactly what you want in student learning. You want engaged learners that find their instruction relevant to their lives.
And the Schultz Center is now the home of EdSpark, a kind of incubator for education-related business ideas.
Edupreneurs are not necessarily people who are teachers, but they're people who care passionately about children learning. And we have discovered engineers, we have discovered PhD psychologists who have really great ideas in learning that we're helping to cultivate.
Giannola says the Schultz Center is tracking the results of their teacher training efforts to try and figure out which methods have the most benefit for students, students who might be in a classroom near you. Deborah Giannola is president of the Schultz Center. The Jacksonville nonprofit offers teacher training and development.